quite unsavoury scenes. And what had happened was that it seemed today that there was quite a lot of fractious behaviour and comments coming from different members of the council. I had advised them both in committee when we were previously in and again in public sitting that if they continued to speak as they were to each other in a most unfairly manner, comments made that were totally unfair and totally inadequate, that I would suspend the meeting and that I would not resume it today, that I would reconvene it for another day. So I was left with no chance because the meeting spilled over. There were things said that should not be said in any sitting, particularly in a council meeting, things that were of an unsavoury nature. I was not going to stand over them. I was not going to allow that to persist all through the meeting. We would have had to go on to 7 or 8 o'clock, and I was not going to let that happen. So what I decided to do was adjourn the meeting, and we will reconvene at a time, hopefully, when there's a little bit more decorum in the chamber from all the members.
Quite unfortunate, as it obviously delays the discussion and progress on other topics.
Well, absolutely. And you know, members put in motions on behalf of their constituents on a monthly basis. A lot of those motions are very important. Now those motions will not be heard. We now find ourselves in the first days of October discussing September motions, and it could be another 2 or 3 weeks or possibly further before those motions will be heard. So it's not fair on the constituents and on the people in this county that people behave in such a manner at a council meeting. They do know the standing orders. They do know that they have to have manners and be at least friendly. They don't have to like each other, but they have to be respectful to each other, and they simply were not. And I want to state very clearly that it was not all the members. It was a small, I suppose, cosm of members who took it upon themselves to be quite raucous in their behaviour and quite unsavoury comments. Would not desist when I asked them, would not abide by standing orders. When the chairperson of the council stands, all speaking and everybody else is to sit down, they would not do that. So I was left with no choice but to adjourn the meeting, which is most unfortunate because the taxpayers out there effectively are the people who are suffering, because this meeting will have to be reconvened on another date.